Games and Beer.
Hey, I'm Rob with Guys Games and Beer.
And it's Tom with Guys Games and Beer, and we are here at Midwest Gaming Classic 2024, and we have a very special guest on the show today, and you are...
My name is Ian McCrano. What? Yeah.
So there's a reason why Ian is a special guest. We'll get to that later in the show. But
really? We're going to get to it later in the show?
Yes.
I literally am ready to do the flip.
No. That's what we're going to start with.
Right. But this is the reason.
This is the reason why we are here this morning.
There is an interesting segue.
I'm going to break
you
two up.
Yeah, you probably
I'm going to break you two up. Okay.
All right. So, Ian, why? What have we got here?
Okay, this is my book that I had self-published last June, actually. And do you want to know what the book's about?
Why, yes, I would, because, okay, so here's the thing.
Crazy.
I ordered the book because I thought, oh, this looks really cool.
Did you order the book?
I did not.
And it hasn't come yet. And so he knows more about the book right now than I do because I haven't really had a chance to sit down and read it. So what is the book about?
Okay, the book, in a nutshell, is about creating different personalities so that you can deal with situations you couldn't do as you. So, for example, I was a nightclub bouncer in England for 15 years. That isn't what I do. I am not a violent person. I was involved in competitive karate for many years, but then I found out that I was trying to learn to fight so that I could be more confident. But what I realized was, no matter how good a fighter I became, that didn't solve the problem in a street confrontation. A street confrontation isn't about fighting. A street confrontation is over in seconds, literally seconds. So the only thing I had to be good at was being very, very violent for very short amounts of time. And when I got good at that, that's when everything changed for me. So the book is basically about creating different personalities and then using that personality to further your, you know, what you want to do in life.
Okay, so that's a great backstory on this. So we all do this thing. So if somebody was, so that is a good synopsis of the book.
Okay.
You said that you had to learn violence. So is the book how you addressed just that part, or were there other personalities you had to set up?
Every situation you approach in life needs a different personality. You can't go into every situation being the same person.
Right.
Let me give an example of how for me at least, the brain works. How old are you? You look a lot younger.
I
haven't even said it yet.
Yeah, I'm 61.
61. Okay, so how many years have you been walking?
Single
steps walking.
Yeah, single steps, probably about 60.
Okay, so how many billion steps do you think you've done?
would not venture a guess.
Right. So, using that analogy, you would be a one-step expert. You've done billions and billions, so you are a one-step expert. So if I said to you, take one step, you could do it.
Yeah.
Stand up. Take one step.
They're not going to see my face on the camera because I just did a really bad thing.
That's all
Sorry
right.
about that.
Okay. My point is, you didn't know to think about it. You just did it.
Right.
So that's a mental thing, not a physical thing. Okay? So if I was to get you in a boxing gym and told you to do 1 billion punches, you would be a one punch expert. Okay? Right. So if I got you to stand up now on a high diving board and take one single step that you are an expert at, suddenly that one step becomes impossible. I'm not stepping off there. It's not physical, is it? You can do one step, but it's not physical. So what's going to happen when you step? You're just going to fall into the water. So why can't you take one step? Because it's mental, you're terrified. The same thing with throwing a punch. If I teach you to throw a punch that's going to knock somebody out, and you've done it a billion times on a pad, suddenly this big gorilla is in front of you, a monster's in front of you. It's like stepping off the diving board. It's getting from there to there isn't physical. Getting from there to there is mental. And that's kind of what the book is about. It's about looking at that, your mind, perception, reality. Your perception is your reality. If you change your perception, you'll change your reality. Everything is about perception. And So, I mean, I'm here now because of my perception changed my reality. I was in a computer game called Kasumi Ninja. I was offered the role to be a Scotsman. I had to wear a kilt, a sporran, a false beard, and stand in front of a green screen. And when I got there, I was terrified. I had no idea. But again, I changed my personality. I turned up, switched off any nerves, and just did it. And because of that, I was invited here.
So, that is actually a beautiful example of making that new personality to do what you needed to do for
exactly.
One thing.
We've been drinking a lot while we've been here.
Maybe.
That might be.
Maybe.
This is the first time I've seen you sober. Are you sober?
I mean, I got to drive home at some point.
Okay, yeah. But you notice how your personality changes with alcohol. You don't purposely change it. The alcohol changes it. But when you can purposely, consciously say, I'm going to become this person, or the actors do it all the time. That's what they do. They go to work, their entire existence is being somebody else.
Okay, so that is a really good summation of the book. One more time, what is the book?
The book is called Fighting With Myself.
All right.
And you can get it on Amazon.
Yes, where I ordered it from. Thanks, Amazon.
Yeah, it's not here yet.
Yeah, it's not here yet. Yeah. Actually, it is. I think it is at my house now.
Okay.
So, again, one more time. We're holding it right side up.
Yeah.
I just literally did that. Remember, we just, like, when we previewed this, I held it upside down.
You are sober, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
As sober as I get.
Okay.
So, Rob, where can, again, one more time, where are people going to order the book from?
Amazon.
Amazon, we want to kick back on this, all right? Amazon doesn't give us, and nobody gives us anything. What am I saying? Ian, it's been a pleasure this morning.
Yes, indeed.
Again, is it available anywhere else but Amazon?
You can get it in Barnes & Noble, online, I believe. You can get it pretty much anywhere. If you search for it online, you'll find it in lots of different outlets.
We will have links to the book down below in the comment section. So make sure to check it out. Sounds like a brilliant book. Make sure to check this guy out if you get a chance, if he's out and about. He has been quite the experience.
I must say, if the book is anything like your speaking ability, it's amazing. You're a great storyteller.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so definitely check out the book, guys. We will be doing more interviews from, I was going to say MGC, but let me explain out, Midwest Gaming Classic 2024. We will talk to you guys later. Bye.